Now to allegations that an international blackmailing ring is targeting state and local government politicians through the popular networking site LinkedIn. New South Wales police are investigating an extortion attempt against the former New South Wales Deputy Premier, Andrew Stoner. And today it's emerged that a local government mayor has also been caught up in a similar scam on the same website, as Lindy Kerrin reports.
It started with a request to connect on the popular website LinkedIn. Fairfield Mayor Frank Carboni says he was contacted by a woman who called herself Pearl Wilson.
Well, when you're the mayor, you try and be very active and very approachable, and you try to engage with local community. And regularly I get hundreds of requests to join up with LinkedIn, of which I do. On this one occasion, it was a lady relating that was an advocate against child abuse. And subsequently, I then received some messages from her to connect with her on LinkedIn. The messages that she provided were just general.
Like what? What did she say?
Oh, it was more generally how I am, how am I going. And those messages didn't relate, as far as I was concerned, to my role as mayor, of which I generally ignored all those messages.
But then she asked him to start sharing photos.
And I started to receive some photos from the person, of which I just totally ignored the photos completely.
What sort of photos?
Oh, the photos, they were photos that weren't related to my role as the mayor. They were photos of just her, and I just didn't think that was appropriate.
Explicit photos or?
No, they weren't explicit, but I would say that they were perhaps leading.
The mayor's story comes just one day after details began to emerge of a possible blackmail attempt against the former New South Wales Deputy Premier Andrew Stoner. He reportedly went to police late last year and said someone he'd met on the networking site had attempted to blackmail him and had made threats against his family. New South Wales police have been investigating, but a spokeswoman said it would be inappropriate to make any comment. The World Today has attempted to contact Andrew Stoner, but we've been unsuccessful. It's also been reported that another local government executive from the Liverpool Council and a number of teachers have also been targeted by a similar scamming operation. Cyber safety experts describe these sort of approaches as sextortion or sexploitation, where scammers try to trick people into sending compromising material online and then forcing them to pay to protect their reputations. New South Wales police are urging people to beware when communicating with strangers online, saying the internet should be treated with the same precautions as answering the door to a complete stranger. They've warned people not to send any personal images or material that they wouldn't want made public. Fairfield Mayor Frank Carboni says he's still on the LinkedIn site as it's useful for his work, but he's warned users should be careful.
That people do need to be vigilant on social media. They need to be very, very careful about who they interact with, because there are those, obviously, that will take advantage. It doesn't matter if you're a politician, if you're a teacher or a teenager. People need to be very, very aware that these people exist out there. And I wasn't entrapped in it. I didn't engage in it. But obviously, there are many that do.
The World Today has also tried to get a response from LinkedIn, but our calls haven't been returned.
Lindy Kerrin reporting.